Brasil, azul Brasil, you will never change the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jehovah is the man of war. His mercy is endured forever and ever. Oh, great is worthy, the God of Abraham, the God of Abraham, covenant keeping Isaac. Jehovah, he said yesterday, today, and forever. Unchangeable Shepherd, mighty man in battle.
His mercy endures forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name.
Oh, praise
His holy name.
Can we begin to appreciate the Almighty God? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. It is written in your word in Matthew 20:10 that you are God of the living, you are not God of the dead. Oh Father, we worship you, the covenant keeper, the one who speaks and honor his word, the one who can never deny himself. You are God, you change it not. You are the Almighty Father, the one that cannot be controlled by time, the one that cannot be controlled by season, the one that cannot be controlled by circumstances. You are God of all flesh. There is nothing impossible for you. Thank you for the day one of this program. Thank you for the day two, Father. Thank you for the day three, Father. Thank you for the day four, Father. Today being the day five, oh Lord, our hour of mercy, our day of mercy, our day to answer to prayer, our day, oh God Almighty, of your mercy, of your help. Father, we worship you. Thank you, Abba Father. Oh God, I help in ages past.
Our fires to pass. Our shelter from the stormy gusts that are eternal.
Thank you for this new year, Father. Thank you for this decade, Father. Thank you for the foundation you are giving to us. Thank you for the journey ahead of us. Thank you, Father, for what you got, you've started, you'll surely complete it. Thank you, you are not man that should lie, neither the son of man that should repent. Thank you for your word will not return back to your void. This is the confidence that we have in you. Whenever we call upon you, we answer us. Thank you for the rain of mercy. Thank you for the rain of blessing. Thank you for the rain of answers to prayers. Thank you for your divine help. Thank you for answers to prayers. We worship you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We open this service this morning today in the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. His name. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, praise His name. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, praise His name. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, praise. Glory, glory,
glory, glory,
hallelujah. Glory, glory, praise His name. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, praise. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, glory, praise. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, praise His name. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, praise our God. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, praise. All the glory, glory, glory,
glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory,
praise His name. Glory, glory, praise His name. His word. Glory be to the Lord in the highest.
Hallelujah.
All the glory must be to our God in the highest.
Hallelujah.
All the glory must be to the Lord in the highest.
Hallelujah.
I say all the glory must be to the Lord in the highest.
Hallelujah.
All the glory must be to our God in the highest.
Hallelujah.
To our God in the highest.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be to my King. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be to our God. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah.
begin to worship him of the Almighty Father. Begin to worship his holy name. He is the God that changeth not. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. Eku eme. Eku eme. Eku eme. Eku eme. Oh, you
are the living God, Lord. There is no one like you.
Eku eme.
Yes, Lord.
Eku eme. Merciful Father.
Eku eme.
Oh, you
are the living God, Lord. There is no one like you.
You are
the living God, Lord. Anymore.
You
come for me. See how you set me free. Oh yeah, you are the living God. No one like you.
So what you come for me?
See
how you got
for me. Can we open our Bible to Isaiah chapter 60? We are going to read it alternately. Isaiah 60 from verse 1 to 22. Isaiah 60. Isaiah chapter 60. I will start with verse 1. We'll take it alternately. Please read with all of your heart. Don't read because Okwemi is leading Bible passage here. Read it. And what God has promised to do for us in our Savior's chapel, in our family, in our individual lives, is already here. What God has promised to do in this year, in this decade, is already starting. We started with it on the first day. Whatever God will not give me, I will not speak it. We are reading Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 1. Arise, shine. For the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. You take the verse 2. And the Gentiles shall come to the light, and the kings to the brightness of the rising. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of Gentiles shall come unto thee. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Labaoth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory.
Who are these flowers? And the
Surely the eyes shall wait for me, and his chiefs of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. Therefore, thy gates shall be open continually. There shall not be short day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fig tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my food glorious. Whereas thou art been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. For brass I will bring gold, for iron I will bring silver, for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thy extractors righteousness. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. Can we take the 22 together? A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Let's open to Psalm 30, verse 10. Psalm 30, verse 10. And this will be our anchor for today's meeting, both in the morning and in the evening section. Psalm 30, verse 10. Can we read it together? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Can we quote it with all of our heart? Hear, O Lord, have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Almighty God, you are the one who honoreth his word more than his name. It is now for you, God, to do your part. From the first day of January to second day to third day, the fourth day, all your children, your servant, have been telling us what we need to do to receive your glory, for your glory to radiate upon us. Now, Father, according to your word, what only you, God, can do for your glory to radiate upon us is for you, God, to answer our prayers in the name of Jesus. It's for you, God, to show us mercy in the name of Jesus. It's for you, God, to be our helper in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Before we go into the section of worshiping God, today is the fifth day, and five stand for grace, stand for mercy. Before I came up to this place, I went to meet Daddy. Please pray for me so that I will speak with power, with wisdom. What we are about to do here today, I did not come to do gymnastics. I'm here to declare the mind of God to you. As Dr. Okoro was ministering on the last Sunday of last year, 27th, I was seated there and I saw it boldly written, Psalm 30 verse 10, Daddy. Immediately I received it, I showed it to my wife. My wife's younger sister was sitting at the back. I said, I don't understand this. That was when you call us for Thanksgiving. You gave me that letter. And since that day, the prayer I've been praying is, Lord, make my life testimony to answers to prayers. Make my life testimony of your mercy. Make my life testimony of somebody who received your help. When glory will come upon a man, these three things must manifest in the life of a man. These three things. For David, God answered his prayers. God showed him mercy. God helped him. For Solomon, these three things manifested in his life. For Abraham, maybe in the evening, God will help us to be able to go into the Bible to read about these people we are talking about. The life of Elijah, the life of Elisha became testimonies of this threefold. For us to write here the glory of God, God needs to be involved in these three things. Whether you pray, God did not give answer, the prayer is useless. Whether we labor, whether we strive, whether we do everything, and the mercy of the Lord is not with you and I, I'm telling you, nothing to show forth. And whether we do everything and we have connection, and there is no divine help, Daddy, we amount to nothing. In our language, they will say that have senator, governor as family members. That does not mean that you receive help. It's the person that God sends to you that can help you. Can we take that song and begin to worship the Almighty God? You are the Ekwueme, the mighty man in battle, the one who can sustain his children, the one who speaks and honors his word. You are the living God. You are not God of the dead. You are the Almighty God. It is your path for you now to show us your glory, to answer our prayers, that is to show us mercy, that is to help us to be our helper. In Isaiah 60 verse 1, God was not seeking for your opinion. Mm-mm. He commanded you to arise. Mm. I want to use one illustration. When I was in SS1, my uncle just came to the house. Okay, yeah, let's go and buy your school sandal. In effect, we got to Lagere where they do sell the shoes. He did not see his taste for me. Do you know what he said? He said, enter the car, we are going to Ibadan. Enter the car. He commanded me. It is not of my own to say that I am doing something at home. Enter into the car, we are going to Ibadan, because I want to go and buy school sandal. God is saying, arise. He's not talking about the challenges you have faced to the end of 2020. He's not saying that I am not seeing the affliction that has come upon you. He's not seeing the poverty, the oppression that the devil has given you, giving your lineage my lineage. But he's saying, arise, for your light has come. Arise, for your light has come. I am announcing to somebody, this year, this decade, you will become answers to prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. Many of us don't understand. 2021 to 2030. 2021 is the foundation. When Daddy declared, radiating his glory, is the time for announcements for somebody. It is time for somebody to come to show. It is time for somebody to manifest. It is time for somebody to be heard. It is time for somebody to be announced in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, can we begin to worship this Father? You are the living God. Oh.
Like you.
See what you've done for us in our Savior's
time.
See what you've done in my family. See what you've done in my life. See how you saved me, set me free.
You are the living God.
When Naomi returned, said, don't call me Naomi again, call me Mara. Sorrow. Because everything about my life that is called testimony has finished. But God Almighty, the one who can rewrite the story of a man to become a glory. And when Ruth gave birth, the neighbor said, your daughter has given birth. He has given you a man child. And he has erased your sorrow. And the history of Naomi was rewritten at that moment. It doesn't matter the year of your hardship. I have come to announce to you, you become answers to prayers in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What we are talking about this morning, I'm not talking of personal answer. You know, when God answers your prayer, he doesn't answer you for a selfish reason. You become testimony. As Jacob carried the glory of God with him, in Genesis 20, God told him, I will not leave you until I have fulfilled all my promises concerning you. But something happened in the life of his son, where Jacob's glory cannot take him to. His son Joseph took him there. Jacob had never entered into any palace in his life. But when Joseph was lifted, the entire family, they were given best land in a strange place. Because of somebody, Jacob entered before the king of the whole world. And there was transformation. God answered Joseph, and he became answer to the entire generation. I decree the name that is above every other name. You become answers to prayers in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God answered Joseph, sir. The best thing a man can achieve in life was in his charge. Oh, you are the living God. The promise of God in this year 2021 and this decade that he will answer us.
Amen.
That he will show us mercy.
Amen.
That he will be our helper.
Amen.
That is the promise of God for you and I. I am saying it with all confidence. There shall be an announcement over somebody of the glory of God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You don't understand what I'm saying. If I mention Adebayo, how many Adebayo do you know in Nigeria? When God answer prayers of somebody, his name carry glory. I will share a testimony I had. Somebody has been going to embassy for visa, and they have been denying this lady. And he went to Adebayo and said, Daddy, this is what has been happening to me. And he said, go back and tell them, my father said my visa will be approved. And he got to the place for another appointment. And the man said, a particular person that I've been interviewing this lady, fortunately, is the same person. And he said, why are you disturbing yourself? We've told you that this visa cannot be approved. And the lady looked at her. He said, my father told me that this time I'm coming, my visa will be approved. And the man laughed. He said, who is your father? He said, Adeboye. And he stamped the visa. Somebody's name carry glory. There are some names, whenever they mention it, before you would think of other name, that name will ring in your ear. That the priest ought to call you name. If they mention a Jobe in Baptist, is that true, a Jobe? Even if there is two, there is one that will first come to somebody's mind and ask, which of the Jobe is it, the one in this place? Some people's name carry glory. Some people's name carry answers to prayers. Some people's name carry mercy. Some people's name carry help. I decree in the name that is above every other name, for it is written in Philippians 2, 9 to 11, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. From today onward, your name carry the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. And Jesus Christ said, the work I have done, ye shall do. And even do what? Greater works. I did not come here to speak my word. I am pronouncing the word of God. In Psalm 30 verse 10, it says, yea, O Lord. Lord, hear me. Be merciful unto me. Lord, be thou my helper. In this year 2021, our Savior's chapter will receive answers to prayers in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our Savior's chapter will receive mercy in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our Savior's chapter will receive the name of God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Church can receive the glory of God. Out of Apostle chapter 5, from chapter 2 upward, Bible says, and God was adding to the church. God was adding to the church. Even when the case of Sabbatai and Sapphira happened, Bible says, and some people distanced themselves when they see what God was doing in their midst. They could not bring corruption into the camp of the children of Israel, children of God. Because the glory of God was in their midst. Oh, you don't get what I'm saying. I might not be leading the prayer points you are looking for, but I am leading you to the one who can answer your prayers. I am leading you to the one who can show you mercy. I am leading you to the one who can be your divine helper. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is the part of God to answer our prayers. It is not the how many days we fast. It is the mercy that comes after it. It is the help that comes after it. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. For whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our God never sleep nor slumber. He that watches Israel do not sleep nor slumber. Can you lift up your hearts and lift up your voice unto the Almighty God and tell Him, Father, make me answers to prayers in my generation. Make me answers to prayers in our Savior's chapel. Make me answers to prayers for my generation. Make me answers to prayers to my family. Lord God, I receive answers to my prayers. I receive answers to my prayers. I become answer to the prayer of my family. I become answer to the prayer of my generation. Oh Lord, we worship you. 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 The living God, we worship you. Equeme, we worship you. The man in battle, we worship you. The ancient of death, we worship you. The mighty man in battle, we worship you. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
I am saying it again. When mercy is on behalf of somebody, when mercy is on behalf of somebody, when mercy is on behalf of somebody, let everyone in the world forget you. Mercy will arise. God told Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 15, Abraham, after
after it was recorded that he believed God and it was righteousness unto him, the next verse, he said, God, I am getting old in age. Is it Elisha? Or what is the name of that man that will now inherit my blessing? God said, no. In Acts, what will I know that this thing you are telling me, God, will come to pass? And God took him into the covenant. Say covenant. Covenant. I call it covenant of mercy. And God said, okay, your children will become stranger in a land for 400 years. And they will be afflicted and oppressed. I now told him, when they will be going out, they will go out with great substance. And God now told Abraham, he said, you will die in good old age and you will be gathered with your father. In Exodus chapter 3, when God was to introduce himself to Moses, he said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we remember in Matthew 20 verse 10, Jesus Christ says, God is not God of the dead, but God of the living. And he mentioned Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that have died over 4,000 years. I'm talking of covenant of mercy. And when God was talking to Moses, he said, I have heard the signs, the groaning, the crying of my children in Egypt, and I have come to deliver them. And he told him the same word verbatim that he told Abraham over 400 years. When these children will be leaving the land of Egypt, they will spoil them. They will receive silver. They will receive gold. I am decreeing upon somebody's testimony in this year 2021 and beyond, there shall be total recovery in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When they were to live in Genesis, Exodus chapter 12, from 34 downward, my father, and Bible says, let's go to that place. Exodus chapter 12. Oh, covenant keeping father. You are the merciful God. Whatever you say you will do, you will do. Our home will not be difficult this year, father. Our home will not be difficult this decade, father. You will announce your glory over us in the name of Jesus. I'm reading from verse 35. Are we all there? Exodus 12 from 35. And the children of Israel did according to the words of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeying from Ramesses to Succoth. Let's stop there. Verse 36. And they did what? They spoiled according to the word of God. You are the living God. Oh.
Is there no one like you?
Atalabados. The answer that God will give in a particular generation, in subsequent generation, such answer will not come again. After Moses parted the Red Sea, whoever do that again? When Jordan was driven back, whoever do that again? Elisha got to a water when they were cutting stick, and the axe head fell into the water. This man did not start skaboshing, sir. He did not start prayers. And somebody said, "Alas, master, we are doomed. Death has come." He said, "Where is the point? Cut me a stick." And he threw stick into that place, and the iron floated. Not only God answered Elisha, he became answers to everyone around him. And he lifted many souls that have been down in God. God did not just answer Elisha when the armies of Syria came around him. And the servant said, "Master, we are doomed. Armies are here." The man of God did not start to pray his kabash. He said, "Lord, open his eyes for him to see. We are coming in the evening to push. We are going to pray until something happened. I don't care how many years the devil has been oppressing me. I don't care how many years the devil has been oppressing you. But God is saying this morning, in this year 2021, this decade and beyond, there shall be answers to prayers. In the name of Jesus. There shall be mercy in the name of Jesus. There shall be help in the name of Jesus." Can you begin to worship the name of your Almighty Father? If his word for 400 years did not fall to the ground, his word concerning you and I will not fall to the ground. Father, we worship you. We worship you, the Most High Father. Thank you for the day of mercy. Thank you for the hour of grace. Thank you for answers to prayers. Thank you for testimony springing forth today and beyond. Thank you, Lord, living water. Thank you, living bread. Thank you, fountain of life. Thank you, river of life. Thank you, the tree of life. Thank you, our balm in Gilead. Thank you, our sufficiency. Thank you, our God. Father, we bless you. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please, as you are going on, go home with that Psalm 30 verse 10. Please don't ask God for bread as we are coming back in the evening. Don't ask for biscuits. Ask for something that God will say that it has never happened before, like Moses. But because mercy has found you, I will cover your eyes and I will pass before you. Please, let's come to pray until something happens for us. Praise the Lord.
Écoute-moi, écoute-moi, you are the living God. There's no one like you.
One more time.
Is it no one like you?
Under this unction, I decree and declare upon your life, in 2021, you will receive fresh anointing in the name of Jesus Christ. I say you will receive fresh anointing in the name of Jesus Christ. That anointing will announce you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In 2021, every raging battle, may Jehovah give you upper hand in the name of Jesus Christ. I say God will give you an upper hand in the name of Jesus. God has never lost any battle. you will not lose any battle. I can't pray for you and your amen will be very weak. Let me hear amen like thunder. I say in that battle, you will have an upper hand in the name of Jesus Christ. Struggling with little or no results. Struggling with little or no results. In 2021, that devil is a liar. It comes to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. Little effort, much accomplishment. That's what I hear in the realm of the spirit. Little effort, much accomplishment. Little effort, much accomplishment. So shall it be for you in the name of Jesus Christ. In 2021, your struggle comes to an end. You will walk into your miracle. I say you will walk into your miracle. Every day that breaks in 2021 will take you closer to your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ.
Ekueme.
You are a living God. There's no one like you.
Anyone who places a curse on you, I return that curse to that person in the name of Jesus Christ. Those whom God has blessed, no man can curse them. That's what Balaam told him that day. Those whom God has blessed, no man can curse. I decree from this altar of mercy, anyone who places a curse on you, may that person carry that curse in the name of Jesus Christ. And you are liberated from every curse in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus cleanses you from all curses in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. I place the seal of heaven upon what you have done this morning. I decree and declare them into physical manifestation. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Let me hear a thunderous amen. And so, Father, as we give our offering this morning, you will remove our suffering. Our giving will open doors for us. Financial supplicity that you have promised in 2021 will locate your people. We shall testify. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Choir.
Everybody testify, you are good. You are good, Jehovah. You are good. Everybody testify, you are good. You are good, Jehovah. You are good. Come on, sing it.
Everybody testify, you are good.
You are so good.
You are so good.
Everybody testify, you are good. You are good, Jehovah. You are good. Everybody testify, you are good.
let